From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is assessing the damage as volunteers and homeowners in the Deep South clear away debris from the tornadoes and severe weather that hit the region over the weekend. At least a dozen people were killed. Greg Flynn is a spokesman for the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency.
The number one thing, obviously, is power, trying to get the electricity back on, because almost everything in Choctaw and on the eastern and southern portion of Yazoo County was completely knocked out.
Flynn says the tornado damaged hundreds of homes and left dozens of them uninhabitable. Work is underway to stop a serious oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports a massive oil slick could threaten wildlife and beaches all along the Gulf Coast.
About 42,000 gallons of oil a day are leaking from a deepwater well off the Louisiana coast. That after last week's explosion that sunk a drilling platform and left 11 workers presumed dead. Now authorities are trying to contain the oil spill and cut off the leak. U.S. Coast Guard Petty Officer Eric Swanson says aircraft are monitoring the oil now floating on the water's surface.
The size of the slick is approximately 600 miles in circumference, and it's about 30 miles offshore.
BP Exploration and Production is using robot submarines to reach the wellhead nearly a mile underwater to try to close off the flow. On the surface, the Coast Guard has deployed booms, skimming vessels, and dispersants to clean up the pollution. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
A vote is set in the Senate this afternoon on an effort by Democrats to advance a bill to overhaul financial regulations. Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the GOP wants to stall the measure until a compromise version can be worked out.
We don't have a bipartisan compromise yet, but I think there's a good chance we're going to get it.
McConnell speaking with Fox News. Democrats are trying to portray the GOP tactics as an effort to protect Wall Street. The dollar is gaining strength against the euro currency again today. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports the currency swings reflect concern over Greece's ability to pay off its debts.
The financial markets once again were rattled by the crisis in Greece and whether it might spread to other European countries that also have debt problems, like Ireland and Portugal. If European countries balk at providing aid, Greece will have trouble paying off $11.3 billion worth of debt that comes due next month. As concern about Europe's plans grow, the interest rate on Greek bonds climbed. The spread between Greece's bond rate and Germany's benchmark rate reached 6.5%. The euro also lost value against the dollar as investors sought the relative safety of U.S. markets. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
Stock prices are mixed on Wall Street, with the Dow up 27 points. The Nasdaq, though, is down 2 points. This is NPR News from Washington. A news agency in Somalia is reporting that the insurgent group Al-Shabaab has announced a list of prominent Somalis and journalists that are targeted for death. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports the insurgents control much of the capital city and have been trying to bring down the country's UN-backed government.
A leader of Al-Shabaab reportedly singled out the chief editors of the Voice of America and the BBC Somalia News Services, as well as some politicians from central Somalia. Both journalists are Somali and Muslim, but the Shabaab leader has reportedly accused them of being anti-Islamist and supporting Western nations. These sorts of announcements can be death sentences, in large part because they encourage those who come into contact with the targets to kill them. The group has banned music from the airwaves and banned Somalis from listening to radio stations that carry VOA or BBC broadcasts. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
The U.S. Supreme Court is agreeing to hear a case involving whether the state of California can ban the sale or rental of violent video games to anyone under the age of 18. The High Court will review a federal court ruling throwing out the state's ban on the grounds that it violated the young people's constitutional free speech rights. The law was challenged shortly after it was signed, and so it's never taken effect. Opponents of the measure say video games already have a rating system to advise parents on whether they're acceptable or not. But California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is applauding the High Court's decision to take on the case. Schwarzenegger says the state has a responsibility to protect young people from the effects of games that depict ultra-violent actions. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.